Testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Rough Draft, the daily podcast that delivers the essential writing advice you need to succeed online as a writer. I'm your host, Damian Funrath, the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you so much for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 51, and it's a monumental milestone. Because in less than 4 months, we've made it. You and I have made it to 51 episodes. I just wanted to thank every single one of you who have listened, who have been with me from the beginning, and who have joined me since then. Thank you for your ears, your comments, your ratings, your reviews. Thank you for your shares through Twitter or Facebook or email. I could not have done this without you. Your support means so much to me. And I thank you to people like Mike Hale and The Whittling Prof and Lynn Woods and MDIX1 and Kaboomus. Your reviews on iTunes make me so happy. They are all really funny to read. And by the way, thank you to all the people like Joe Durungo and Lady Von Lingen, and I hope I pronounced those names correctly, who struggled with my delivery and in response gave me a 1- and 2-star review. I doubt you are still listening, but if you are, thank you. Your critiques really do help me get better. I am listening to everyone, both good and bad. Episode 51 is brought to you by Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network built on the Rainmaker platform, a platform that empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales empire, because we all know you want to take over the world, or at least put a dent in the universe. And the cool thing is, you can actually give it your best college try for the next 14 days for free. That's right, you can get your hands on the Rainmaker platform for 14 days without paying a dime. Just visit rainmakerplatform.com to start your free trial. That's rainmakerplatform.com. Now, on to the show. So here's the thing you got to think about. It's that we all long for something. We all long for love that will last. We all long for the ability to influence people. We long for scenic vacations, financial independence, less anxiety, stunning creative achievements, organizational excellence, relief from the sting of rejection. We long for world-class athletic performance, retaliation for when we are wronged, invitations to the most popular parties. We long for a savings account that never runs out. We long for an impossibly broken family, finally reunited. We long for recognition for our hard work, and we long for a cosmopolitan body. See, copywriting that actually works hinges on connecting your product to one of these mass desires. When that is done, when you've convinced your prospect that you can satisfy their desires, then people will not only fall in love with and buy your products, they will become unstoppable evangelists as well. But that all depends on whether you choose the strongest desire or not. So let's talk about mass desires. According to Eugene Schwartz, every mass desire has 3 components. It has degree, it has duration, and then it has scope. So degree, it comes in urgency, intensity, or demand to be satisfied. For example, finding a cure for bad breath is not as urgent a matter as not being able to breathe. So an asthmatic's desire for an inhaler is going to be stronger than a blind date's desire for a breath mint. Same is true for curing a migraine versus just a hangover. People who suffer from hangovers are miserable during the morning, maybe into the afternoon. But those who suffer migraines have their lives destroyed for days on end. They are desperate, a moment away from a trip to the emergency room. So the degree of desire for migraine alleviation is urgent and intense. And the lesson here is the greater the degree of urgency, intensity, or demand you can channel into your product, the better the appeal. But here is a pitfall most copywriters, marketers, and business owners fall into when it comes to desire. They start with the product, and then they see if there's any demand for it in the marketplace. Or worse, they try to manufacture demand, which is very, very expensive, and why a lot of startups go out of business. There is a better way, and that's this. You start with the customer first. You find that mass desire and then build a product to fulfill that desire. For a copywriter, it works like this. Only choose to write for products you know are going to be winners. As Gary Bensavinga said about copywriters, we are like jockeys. Legendary jockeys choose the best horses. Legendary copywriters choose the best products. And you are not doing yourself any favors, friend, if you think your copy can rescue a bad product. You're just digging an early grave for your career because you will be buried with the product. Okay, enough about degree. Let's talk about duration. So products with a high degree of staying power, repetition, and inability to be satisfied will perform better than products with lower degrees of duration. Basically, we're talking about anything that plays with your pleasure and pain levels. Cigarettes fit this category. They are hard to quit. You want one right after another, and you need stronger ones to satisfy that original desire. Video games play with the same pleasure and pain levels, as do James Patterson novels and makeup and some social media sites. You also don't need any of these things. You do, however, need water. 3 days without it and you'd die. But that doesn't apply to most of us in the Western world, so that means water bottling companies must compete on taste, design, or story, which is not the best place to be in. So much for duration. Let's look at scope now. And scope begins by asking how many people share this desire. This is an important one because channeling mass desire doesn't require that the general population love your product, just massive enough to be profitable. For instance, how many men will pay to have premium hygiene products sent to their home? Good question. I was asking myself that all along. But Birchbox for men is hoping it's enough. Or what about a beer foamer? Norm Architects is hoping enough. Olive and Coco thought men might like a leather tire gauge. They were right. The item sold out. Apple bet big on the iPod and cleaned house. But Dean Kamen bet big on the Segway and lost. There simply weren't enough people willing to pay to ride a two-wheeled, self-balancing, battery-powered vehicle. But here's the deal. Olive and Coco didn't think there was a huge market of men wanting leather tire gauges. That's not what they're thinking. What they figured was that there were probably enough people looking for novel gift ideas for men. That scope is probably big enough. And since the novelty of such gifts wears off quickly, it's got a short duration, which leads to repeat purchases. Not of the same item, though, but of others. And since birthdays and Christmas can be urgent times, the intensity of this desire is strong, thus profitable. So Olive and Coco sells items to satisfy that desire. Now you, my friend, have to do the same. You have to find that strong desire. More than likely, you'll find, though, more than one desire. But here's the deal, right? Only one desire can sit in your headline. Only one is key to unlocking the full profit potential of your ad. And which desire you choose is the most important step. Because get it wrong, and even the greatest copy won't matter. Get it right, though, and the world can beat a path to your door. As Eugene Schwartz said in Breakthrough Advertising, your job is to tap a single overwhelming desire existing in the hearts of thousands of people who are actively seeking to satisfy it at this very moment. And in the next episode, we'll see what that looks like. Until then, take care.